and they put on my mouth a wooden stake to prevent me from talking or making any sound. When they take the cover from my eyes, I saw my dad. He was putting him on the ground. He was laying on his chest. They start to beat my dad with wooden stake and also electrified him and also beat him and kick him on his back and on his legs. After half an hour, they take me out of the room. They told me, would you like to confess now or we keep torturing your dad? I said, no, I will confess. Stop beating him. They take me to another room. They start to ask me about how many times I go out and protest. How many people, I said to them, go to protest? Have I take any videos of protesting? Have I send it to any media? Have I go out in the media? Have I make any interviews? Did I know anyone from the Free Syrian Army? Did I have a weapon? A question like that. I said everything. I said I go out and protest. I told any people to go and protest, but I haven't make any videos or I haven't known. I haven't go into the media. They start to kick me and to torture me again and also hang me up for 4 hours again. But after that, when they take me down, I told them I would like to go to drink water. So they take me to bathroom and forced me to drink some polluted water from the bathroom water. It was so humiliating for me.
So how long in total were you arrested?
I was arrested for around 20 days, 14 days exactly.
Now, you are no longer in Syria. After your experience and the experience of your family, how is life for you now? How are you coping now?
This experience, actually, to be honest with you, it makes me stronger. When I was in jail, when they were touching me, I keep saying that if they are so brave, if they are so strong, they will not take me to prison and torture me and keep beating me. Because if they were strong, they would like to have a chat with me. What do you want? What do you need? Which kind of reform you need? You, your friends, the people, what do they need? Because they don't have any way of dealing. They don't know how to deal with people. They only know just to beat people, to kill people. They know just to prevent them from talking. We don't need them to talk. We don't need them to have an opinion. If they have an opinion, we will kill them. You are not allowed to have an opinion about the president. The president is the God. No, the president isn't the God. The God is in the sky.